let's shift topics a bit and talk about careers in science, specifically your career.
From a very young age, my parents told me that when I was two or three, I wanted to be a fireman or a cowboy, like I guess every other kid wanted to be. But in the middle 1950s, there was a series of hurricanes that went through central Pennsylvania, and I have very strong memories of the raining so hard and the wind blowing so hard it was pushing water in around the front door of my house, and we had to put towels on the floor. And I became fascinated by the weather and snowstorms, hurricanes, thunderstorms. And so I was a real weather weenie when I was growing up. I wanted every bit of weather information I could find. And when I went off to college, I went to a college that I knew produced a lot of weather forecasters, and that's what I wanted to be when I grew up. And when I got there, I discovered that weather forecasters work shifts. And I said, I didn't want any part of shift work because I can remember my father worked shifts, and that was awful. And so researchers don't work shifts. So that's what got me to go into research. And what got me into climate was actually a very fortunate incident. I was looking for a job that was relatively close to where my parents and my in-laws live, and it happened to be that one of the world's premier climate places on the planet was in that box and needed people, were hiring people. And then I also was very fortunate that I happened to start working with the man that probably started climate modeling as the world's foremost climate modeler. Suki Manabe, and he trained me and taught me how to do climate research, and I've been fascinated by it ever since. But I still do weather forecasting as my hobby. I'm still a weather weenie at heart.
But not on the night shift.
But not on night shifts, no. I hug my pillow at night.
What would you tell someone who's considering a career in science?
Over my 30 years that I've worked here, I've interacted with a lot of high school students and students or college students, and I tell them all the same thing. For any science that you want to go into, you need to be very good at math and mathematics. And so as you're going through high school and then again in college, you want to take just about all the mathematics you can. And then after that, there are a number of different types of science that you could be interested in. I could have easily been a chemist. I was very good at chemistry, and I enjoy chemistry to this day, as an example. But my first love, obviously, was meteorology. Find what you like to do and use to study that area. And that way your job isn't a four-letter word for you. It's a three-letter word, and it's a much better life than having something where you can't stand to go to work.
What keeps you so interested in your particular field of climate research?
What motivates me is interesting. I enjoy, and what I like to do, and this is true for a fair number of scientists. They like to find new ideas or think about things that other people haven't thought about. So the things that really turn me on and get me going in the morning or make me really happy when I go home at night is to think about papers or results that involved ideas that are new, things that are pushing back the frontiers of what we understand and what we know about climate. So those are the things I'm really interested in and motivate me.